Good morning. So this is actually middle of the night, 8 minutes past 12, 8 minutes into the new day, Sunday 31st of May. I don't even know if it is 31st of May. I've been trying to fall asleep for the last few hours. Well, it felt like a few hours, but it was probably an hour. And it's not been a good day. I got visited by two sociopathic bastards. They're rapists from the Lambert. Well, they're all Lambert's, are all rapists. It turns out they've been using me to teach themselves everything that I would come up with. Time travel, seeing the future, as well as among other things. Unless I've missed 5 or 6 years of my life for nothing, this should not happen. No one should have the ability to reverse time. Imagine how many cunts that could come back in the future just because they don't like the outcome. These wankers could in fact erase people's best gain achievements. A human makes a breathtaking photo and some laminate piece of shit wants it. So he goes back in time, puts himself in the human shoes, and he takes it. And he claims the fame. Any advantage they have must be gotten rid of. And as such, I must destroy this. Somehow. You know when the entire universe is against you? Yeah, I get that feeling all the time. And this time it's real. You're up against people who pretended to be gods. People who have the blessing of the three, the triad of gods. There are two people here from the future. There's a third one joining them. I wonder if they keep making trips back and forth. It's kind of irritating. That kid should not be here. If they do come back, they should make sure that it's like a surgical thing. No one should leave any footprints behind. And as such, he has broken the law. There are no laws against these people, so they run wild. They take anyone's life they want, they ruin anyone's life they so see fit, and they steal from anyone, any human, because if they steal from their kind, I'm sure they would get their ass whooped, or they would end up killing each other. I prefer the latter. There must be a way to come up with something that disrupts their technology, that brings them back from the dead. There's a device, a table, that keeps them alive. If they're dead, they can bring them. If they're chopped up to pieces and they're dead, if they're dead and chopped up to pieces, or like tiny microscopic pieces, there is something that can put them all back together and keep them alive again with the same memory they had before. So there must be some way to disrupt that machine's wavelength or frequency or whatever it does, however it does it, by releasing a chemical into the bloodstream of the person you kill that crystallizes it. So whenever they try to put it back together, it just completely destroys them, or completely destroys the machine. Do you guys know any murderers? Because I'm tired of these alumni robbing me of every opportunity I ever get for a life. I work 7 days a week. I have no complaints. Well, there is a complaint. I wanted to die before I was 25. Or I wanted to make be married and have a kid before 25. But now, think about it, I think it's pointless to even have a kid in this situation of mine. I don't have a body, I don't have a body parts, I don't have eyes, I don't know where I am, I'm trapped in a pot of shit, an inbred cunt known as Mr. Green, piece of filthy foul mouth, piece of twat. And I don't have a family. I don't want a family. I don't see the need for a family. If I do have a family, and to make things worse, there's a whore who stole my penis. I don't know how you can even do that. It's like detaching yourself from your own body. If they can walk out their own body, they can take other people's body. By putting their hand in someone else's back of the head, they can take control of them. If they put it in the front of the through the forehead, they can read their mind. If they do it by the side, they can suppress half their brain and allow someone else to take control of the other side. If you think a dog is winking at you, then that is capable of greater thought than you are. Is there a way to end the life and make sure they remain dead like a zombie? These people are like the worst plague humanity has ever seen since the dawn of time. You know when the Titans were around, who were tall and tall as the mountains? They were great rulers. They had no quarrels with the humans. There was no problem with the humans. They lived and ruled justly. These people are petty criminals. You drop a box on their feet, a box, even a paper on their feet, they seek revenge. They are so spiteful scumbags. I am spiteful because they have robbed me of my body, and they put a parasite in my head, and they've locked me up in a effing house where I can't even see my family. I haven't even seen them for over years. Over 15, 22 years. They've raped me, tortured me, and mutilated me. What else? Should I just go on? Oh, and there's no dreams for tonight, because I don't think I'll be able to sleep. Have a great day. If you're an alumni, you're a cunt as well.